prefer exploring space, the final frontier, or beautifully, artistically crafted video game worlds? Well, if you like either, you're in the right place. It's March 30th, 2024. Today, Star Trek IV gets a screenwriter, we get an update about the Dune video game, an adaptation of How to Steal a Planet, and the release date for Nine Souls. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. Steve Yockey is no stranger to nerd culture. He worked as a writer for the CW series Supernatural, where he influenced the generation of lore-loving fans, and now he's the co-showrunner for a Netflix series called Dead Boy Detectives, a spin-off set in the world of Neil Gaiman's The Sandman. And now, he's set to make an even bigger impact on the world of geeks and pop culture. According to Variety, Steve Yockey is set to serve as the screenwriter for the fourth film in J.J. Abrams' Star Trek films. Bad Robot has been calling this the final film in its reboot franchise. The series stars Chris Pine as Captain Kirk, Zachary Quinto as Commander Spock, Zoe Saldana as Lieutenant Nyota Uhura, Carl Urban as Dr. Leonard McCoy, John Cho as Lieutenant Hikaru Sulu, and Simon Pegg as Chief Engineer Montgomery Scott. While we don't have any plot details about the film, this is the first sign of movement on a project that has been in development for quite some time. The first Star Trek film in this rebooted franchise premiered in 2009, and now it seems we're just a few years away from the reboot's close. There is no further news about Bad Robot's fourth Star Trek film at this time. IGN got an hour-long preview of Dune Awakening, an upcoming open-world RPG set on Arrakis. The preview was hands-off, meaning that they didn't actually get to play the game themselves, but they did reveal more about the game for us fans. Here's a clip from their video discussing the preview, written by Travis Northrup.
Based on the hands-off showcasing of what's to come when this MMO survival game hits early access later this year, it certainly appears that developer Funcom has taken their hard-won learnings from the underrated Conan Exiles and applied it to this ambitious multiplayer world set in one of sci-fi's most beloved galaxies. Whether it was the impressively detailed character creation options, the intricate RPG systems filled with skill trees and craftables, or the absolute insanity of trying to outrun a Shai-Hulud or escape a massive sandstorm, Dune Awakening appears to be on track to become the sci-fi survival game I've always dreamt of, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it.
There is no release date for Dune Awakening at this time. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Justin Simien is set to make a film adaptation of the sci-fi comic Heist or How to Steal a Planet. The comic is set on the planet Heist, home to billions of the worst criminals in the galaxy. The ruling pan-galactic government has no idea what to do with the planet, but a con man named Glane Breld and his band of thieves know exactly what to do with Heist. Steal it. The story follows Breld on his madcap scheme to pull off the biggest heist in the history of the galaxy. In a statement, director Simien said, "How to Steal a Planet wowed me, and I'm humbled by the challenge of bringing a genre-bending dose of Afrofuturism to the culture." This film will be written by Christopher Yost, who is both a comic book writer and a screenwriter. He's worked on Thor Ragnarok and The Mandalorian, as well as Netflix's Cowboy Bebop. There is no further news about Heist or How to Steal a Planet at this time. Red Candle Games released the official release date trailer for their upcoming game, Nine Souls. Here's how they describe it. Nine Souls is a lore-rich, hand-drawn 2D action platformer featuring Sekiro-inspired deflection-focused combat, immersive storytelling, and unique Taopunk setting. New Kunlun, the Solarian's last sanctuary, has remained quiet for centuries. Inside this vast realm, the ancient gods left mortals with a promised land that is forever protected by the sacred rituals, yet the truth of this world remains unknown to most. Everything changes when Yi, a long-forgotten hero from the past, is awoken by a human child. Follow Yi on his vengeful quest against the Nine Souls, formidable rulers of this forsaken realm, and obliterate any obstacles blocking your way in Sekiro-lite-style combat. Explore a unique Taopunk setting that blends cyberpunk elements with Taoism and Far Eastern mythology. Unravel the mysteries of an ancient alien race and learn about the fate of mankind. Nine Souls will premiere on Steam on May 29th, 2024. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. Starz has renewed Power Book 3, Raising Kanan for a fifth season. Come back tomorrow for all sorts of horror news. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for March 30th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. If you want to see any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.